My dearly beloved in Christ, we could say that we are all like this steward who was called by his master to render an account. Now, what exactly is a steward? A steward is one who administers the property of another. It's not his own. He just has the employment, the job of managing the property of another. And truly, we are all stewards, because as you think about it, everything we have comes from Almighty God. We have natural gifts, and we have supernatural gifts. On the natural level, we have our body with its senses, and our soul with its faculties. The faculties of the soul are intellect and free will, understanding and memory. And these are wonderful gifts that God has given to us to help us live a decent life in this world and attain the happiness of heaven. But he has also given to us supernatural gifts, and that would be his grace, the sacraments, the Mass, all of the inspirations that God has given to us. And again, especially grace to enable us to do his will. So these are the gifts and really the property of our Creator. We are merely the stewards. We manage these gifts. And how well are we managing them? Because one day, like the steward, we shall be called to render an account of how we have managed the property of our Lord. As St. Paul says, you are not your own. We belong to another. We also see this in the presentation of the temple, the mystery that we meditate on in the fourth decade of the Rosary, where when our Lord was 40 days old, his parents took him up to the temple to present him to the Lord. Because it was part of the Mosaic law that parents were to take their children, present them to the priest, and then they had to purchase them back by an offering, reminding them that these children belonged ultimately to Almighty God. Now, yes, the parents have rights over their children, to raise their children, to teach them, to raise them for God. But ultimately, they belong to Almighty God. So, understanding these things, we could say that we are all stewards, just like the steward in the gospel. And his master called him in and said, render an account of your stewardship, because you can be steward no longer. And of course, we all one day will be called by our master to render an account of our stewardship. How have I managed all of the things that God has given to me? Because everything we have, at least everything good, is from Almighty God. I believe it was St. Francis of Assisi that our Lord said to him once, or one of the saints, give me a gift. And he said, I don't have anything to give you except what you have already given to me. The only thing that I have that it's my own is my sins. And our Lord said, well, then give me your sins that I may blot them out. But that is really something to think of. We don't really give anything to Almighty God that isn't already his. And yet, he delights in our love and our service. Just this past week, we priests have been reading in the Divine Office the lessons from the third book of Kings about the dedication of the temple. And you remember that King David wanted to build a temple, but God sent the prophet Nathan to David to tell him, no, I don't want you to build a temple for me because your hands have been involved in too much bloodshed. David was a warrior. Of course, he killed the giant Goliath, but then he went into battle many times and he shed blood. And so God said to him, I'm pleased with your desire to build a temple, but your son who succeeds you will build the temple. So David began to gather together gold and silver for the future temple. And then his son Solomon succeeded him on the throne of the kingdom of Judea, and he built the temple. And the temple took 7 years to build. And it was so well designed that all of the stones, all of the lumber, everything used in the temple was prepared off-site, and then it was brought into the temple and put into place so that there was not a sound of a hammer or a saw on the site. And this was out of reverence for Almighty God. And it was very well designed. It was a magnificent structure. And finally, when the temple was completed and it was time to bring the Ark of the Covenant into the temple, then King Solomon sent a message to all the elders of all the tribes to come and join him in a procession taking the Ark into the temple. And there were all of these elders and all of the priests and the king himself conducting in solemn procession the Ark of the Covenant into the temple. And then in dedicating the temple, they had sacrifice of victims, thousands, literally thousands of victims that were sacrificed. And God was pleased, and a cloud came down over the temple. And the people bowed over in adoration of Almighty God, who, as you might say, took possession of his temple. But we think about those sacrifices, all of these animals that were sacrificed. This did honor to Almighty God only because they foreshadowed the perfect sacrifice of his son in the holy, on the cross and in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So we do much the same that King Solomon did in dedicating the temple. He could only use animals that God had given to the people to sacrifice, or the silver and the gold and the wood and the stones to make the temple. All of these things are gifts of Almighty God. And yet, even though God is the master of the universe, the creator, and thus the owner of all things, yet he desires our loving service. So we have been given by Almighty God a free will. And when we use the gifts he has given to us, especially the gift of grace, and we love him and we serve him, that is very pleasing to him. And we thus are giving him a gift, because we take our free will and we choose to do his will and we serve him. As it says in the book of Proverbs, "My son, give me thy heart." Is that not what the Sacred Heart said? I desire love. Look at this heart which has loved men so much and is so little loved in return. So he desires our love. And we prove our love by our service, by obedience to his commandments. That is the proof of love. Love is not a feeling, but it is serving Almighty God. So let us remember that we also are stewards. And one day we will be called to render an account of our stewardship. What will we say? How will we answer to God for how we have managed the wonderful gifts that he has given to us, that we might serve him and love him in return? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.